So we're doing a quick chazar on Zayin Amad Aleph, Zayin Amad Beis, and then we'll go further. The Gemara said, Amay B'yud HaBeidik Tzer Shivarech. What was the chiddush of HaBeidik Tzer Shivarech? What was the chiddush? Of course you have to make a bracha. Every minute you have to make a bracha. So what's the chiddush? HaBeidik Tzer Shivarech. The chiddush here. It's all different half at a time, but one Aleph, Rosh, might have thought since Ikemitz is the Biro, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha now, because there's another mix you have to do afterwards, it's just a hefsha. Kamashka, I know, Chazal wanted you to ask him to b'dikin, you have to make a bracha, the shas, the b'dikin. Okay, that was the chidus of rebuilding. So, b'dikin, so, shivar. My mevar, what bracha do you make? A papa, I'm shnei, there of all. Huh? We don't make another bracha. That's not a bracha, that's a declaration of bittul. Yeah? So we don't make another bracha, we make maybe one bracha al biyochai. So, Papa wants to say the rabba levayachai. You say levayachai. That was a papi. You say levayachai. We're doing a quick chazar of Malachai. The papi wants to say the rabba levayachai. And Papa Amish made the Rabba Al Biro Chomet. So, it's Machlekes here whether you say Levi or Al Biro. And we said, the Gemara said, the Levi Kulam Alekzigi. Everyone holds you could say Levi. That's fine. Levi Kulam Alekzigi, the Vatel Avon Mashma. It means in the future. Avon, that's good. But, keep Ligi to Al Biro. Machlekes says, whether you can say Al Biro. Masova. Mikar Mashma. A poppy held, it means Mikar, meaning that you cannot say Albio because you haven't done it yet. Albio meant you've already done it, and you haven't done it yet. So you can't say Albio. Well, Matsama Labo Mashma. And the papa said, no, Al can also mean Lehaba. So, Ukuntra Papa, then we have to remember, Ukuntra Papa, there's no chiluk between Al and La. You could say either or. And we're going to see in Rishonim, we've seen in Rishonim, that now you can say either or, right, why did Chazal institute this way or that way? According to a papi, you've only got one choice. The choice is only to say Levi, and of course you can only say Levi because you have to say the bracha, that's Matim. There's only one bracha, that's Matim, that is Levi.
And if you
said Al, it would be a bracha Latana.
Maybe not.
In Rosh was before that if you'd say it, it would be a bracha basar. The Rosh said, so why do we say al? Right? Why do we say al? If you could say la. So Rosh said, if you want to show people that if you would say al, you'd say your bracha.
Yeah.
Meaning, as opposed to the other opinion who held, if you would say al, you wouldn't be yotzer bracha. It's before in the Rosh would say it's a bracha basar.
Why would he have
the other two rachas? Because Ali is on the path. It's getting your steps on the
path. Obviously,
that it
also has a tinge of...
Right, you're making a very good point now that we've seen the faces. And indeed, when we learned the suga, I had this, I even raised it in the shade. It could be that maybe a poppy would agree that it wouldn't be a bracha of Atara, because it can, when you're against the ropes, mean the future. But in the Rosh was clear, not like that. And the pshat is that it's only when it's when it's gained through, then the nusach of the bracha is al-kabach al. But the comes to a copy, there was a nusach of a bracha that has now masakim. What's the nusach of a bracha that has now masakim for B'dikas font? There's one nusach, and that is Levi. So someone makes up another bracha, so he hasn't said the bracha, which Chazal said. So he's a bracha about Tana. But when it comes to Milo, when there's only one nusach which we can have, which we're able to use, that's al. So that's a nusach which Chazal and Masakin for this bracha. That's the contra papi, then there's always one nusach which Chazal and Masakin. The contra papel, either or are good. So there's no one particular nusach. Either one would be perfectly good. And for Chazal, the contra papi could choose either. Yeah.
Now, the question, did we answer the question on the
Oh, so we didn't answer the question on the Rambam. I looked at the case of Mishnah. It'll be very confusing. He's got a completely different shot from the Gemara. changing everything around. The Rambam was the Levi, holds of Alvira as well. It's very complicated. So we'll leave that for the time being. So Meisi, Baruch Hashem, the Shana Meisi Bitzvon Al Amilah. We're doing a quick chazor of the Sugya. So it says, Hashem, the Shana Meisi Bitzvon Al Hamilah, Al Doshan Ova. Question on?
For Papi.
So the Gemara, Hotom, Heche Neima. They have no choice. Neima Lomel. To say Lomel. Say Zagir, Elav Yuhmoyin. It wouldn't be sufficient if he would not have been the Noel, meaning, again, it's a hard translation to write, but it means the obligation on that person to do the Bris Mila.
You can't say Lot Zagir is not sufficient translation, it's not appropriate translation. I don't know if you can say that.
No, it's the expression which comes very many times in Shabbos. The Zagir Lav Yuh means, well, it's incumbent on him to do it. If it wouldn't be him, it wouldn't be good enough. So, Abiyah ben Ma'ikudamirma. Abiyah ben is definitely his chiyuv. Enachanami, you're right, he would make lomo. So, Kundra and Poppy, since we don't want to say al, it's really not good to say al. If you can't say la, Avadi you should say la, and therefore, Abiyah ben who can't say lomo has to say lomo. But Kundra and Poppy, there's no raya for such a thing. Kundra and Poppy, who al also means the future, so there's no right to say that Aviyah Ben is any different to anyone else. So it could very well be a Kundal Papa. So we just say, Al. Both Aviyah Ben and Al one, because both mean the future. There's no reason to say that Aviyah Ben should be different. That's according to Papa. And the Rambam we saw didn't know that. But in Al Rishayim, that's where he is. The Kundal Al Rishayim, Aviyah Ben says Al, and that's how we pass him. Aviyah Ben says Al. The Ramal pass him that way, yeah. Yeah. Even if he's the man. You're a more passing man. As far as him not. You're a more passing man.
And why would we pass him on
that? Because the whole reason to change between Al and Al was only because of a poppy. Because of a popper, there was no reason for it.
The fact that he made an argument and no one disputed that.
Who's no one disputed it? Hilkisal, the Gemara ends off Hilkisal Albium. Albium,
but not with the right. Right,
that's wrong. But the only reason, why do we have to say this whole story by Mila? Why do we have to say it? Because you're a poppy holds you can't say Al. Unless you really have to say Al, but you can't really say Al. So maybe what you can do with Aviyah Ben. So in the Chum, you have to make this chiluf. So if you're all like a poppy, the Al is a perfectly good bracha. And Al Hamila, this is the Mechush in the Gemara, in Shabbos, you say bracha Al Hamila. So why should we make a chiluf between the father and anyone else?
What does the
Ramah
say for Milaskerim?
Lomo.
So just a low plug with the regular.
Yeah. I think so, actually. No, I'm not sure anymore. Okay, we had it yesterday. What did I come up with my paper? What did I say yesterday on it? For love for the Gerim.
Gerim, according to who?
It comes to Shulchan Aruch, what's he say? Give me a second, I'll check it out. Shulchan Aruch, Lomos Gerim. Milas Gerim, Lomo. Yeah, Lomo. Yeah.
Also the Ramah?
Okay, we could say, so we pass now the Ramah at the end of the day, that if it's your Chiyuv, you make Lomo. Right? So the Ramah made a Chiyuv between Milas for your child and neither for anyone else. And now the Ramah doesn't want to make chiluk. Right? Ramah says, if you do meal of your own child, you say lom. If you do meal of somebody else's child, you say al. And the Ramah passes, you always say al.
Right.
So Ramah really does hold that the Ramah, if it's your kid, you would say la, but since when it comes to meals of the other kids, you say al, we don't make chiluk. I think meal is gay, but it's always my chiluk. You never have I'm doing Ramah with someone else, it was say no. Right.
But
you said
that the
Spartan mold
that you always say Al?
No. It's an Ashkenaz mold, you'll say Al Amila of when you're doing Mila, even for your own child.
Okay, the Spartan mold like Ramah.
Completely that Ramah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. May say, Evoch HaShekhazushan, Mim Tzitzvitvon Al HaShvit, I used to say Al in the Beloshin Ova. and you haven't yet done Shechita. And so the Gemara, Tanami, there also, Hechi Neima, what should you say? Neima Lishchit? Should say Lishchit? What, I've got obligation to Shef, Lishchit, Lishchit, Lishchit. You saw, the Ram spoke out, that Ladach, it means that there's no obligation of a Chalal to Shef. Shef is a Rishuth, but Rishuth, you can't say no. I personally called him like a Neima, what my Shef and called him Pesach? We got him in the army. Yeah. That's why I got him, you say, Lishchot. Meisei, I said, oh, that's my. Mevon said, Yom, we cannot be Yom, as man is that. Not no lot is boy. Once you take and three eights, and then you say, I should tell me three eights, one arm, the kid has lulu. You make a bracha arm, the cash on our poppy. Shan yaltam, the beinu, the agba, no, thank me. You already ate, you already took it. Ready took it, ready ate in it. You ready ate in it, so really you can't make a bracha. No, you have to make a bracha out. Why do you make a bracha only after you picked it up? Why do you make a bracha before you pick it up? So some mishen is the machlokes rishonim, and some mishen is saying because you have to be holding something before you make a bracha. If it's too away from you, you can't make a bracha. For instance, tefillin, you make the bracha once it's ready, resting on your head before you tighten it. You don't make a bracha when it's in the bag. Right, or you put it on your arm and then you make a broth. Some reason you say that for Lulav, you can't make a broth when it's on the table. And then do it. Oh, once you're holding it. Okay? But that's some reason. Other reason you say this, or the reason that we saw in, when we learned it, that the reason why you say after you made the broth, after you've taken it already, so the reason why you make a broth, after you've taken it was in order to show how important it is in Aluim. Right? That's so very nice. Rabbeinu David, he says it's based on the Gemara in Sukkah that they used to take the lulav when they would be mevakeh chayim or menachem avinim. They used to go with their lulav. I mean, it's all part of the mitzvah all day long. So if we make the bracha beforehand, then people are saying the mitzvah is just the taking. So maybe he's saying the bracha afterwards to show that, oh, there's more in it. That's an interesting thing, because if you wouldn't do the more in it, it's another kind of mitzvah. Right? But at the end of the day, though, you have something still to go, and therefore we make a bracha afterwards. What bracha do we make? Al Netilas Lulav. Why Al Netilas Lulav? Because you already did it. You already started. You already did it. Yeah, but why do we make a bracha later? Because there's still more to come. What bracha do we make? Later. Why do we make later? Because it's still more to come. But you've already started it. Come to Ask Ashkenazi. We make leisei once you're already sitting down. So you've already started it. So why do we make leisei? We should say al. What's the difference between that and lulav? What's the difference between lulav and leisei b'sukkah? Leisei b'sukkah, you make your bracha. We Ashkenazi make your bracha even after we've started the mitzvah. Right, we sit down, say leisei, and then we eat, right? So we say leisei, we don't say al, even though the mitzvah started. What about Netilas Lulav? Why do we say after we started, to show there's more to come? Why do we say al? Because we already started it. So what's the difference between Netilas Lulav and leisei b'sukkah? Both leisei b'sukkah and Netilas Lulav are clearly the same idea. Or, let's say, a third case. Somebody puts on a talit before he washes his hands. His hands are dirty. What do you do? What's the halacha? You put on the talit, you wash your hands, clean your hands, then you make a bracha, litzati b'tzitzit. What bracha do you make? Litzati, don't say al, itu, even though you've worn it already. So we're asking a very small point on after we've learned the sugya. We see by lulav, that lulav have a bit of a funny paradox. On the one hand, we don't make a bracha before you start a mitzvah. Why not? So that there's more to come. If you make the bracha before you start a mitzvah, you would think that's all it is. So it's to show there's more to come. But once you've done the picking up, you make a bracha out. Why out? Because you're ready to be rekai in the mitzvah. Either there's more to come, stay with it, you're ready to make a mitzvah, you have to make al going back. And other mitzvahs, we don't do that. We just sukkah, you sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha, leisha b'tzuka, even though you've already sat in the sukkah a few minutes before that, you say leisha b'tzuka.
I'm wondering, is it possible, and I've been wondering about this, because I was going to ask you this question, the same, what you're asking, I was going to ask you, but I'm wondering if it's possible that since Chazal were only misaki in the bracha for achila, so we look at everything prior to the achila, the fact that you were in there as if it wasn't yet a mitzvah.
It's sure saying the same, but it's not really true. The mitzvah of Deisha B'Sukkah is to live in the sukkah. Right. Now, the way of living in the sukkah is eating and sleeping and teal and reading and enjoying yourself. That's all the ways of living in the sukkah. The minhag, Rabbeinu Tam said, you only make the bracha when you eat. It goes back on everything that you did till then. It's according to halacha. You sit in the sukkah for 3 hours, you then eat, make bracha after 3 hours, and that goes back on everything that you did till now. You don't say al leishi b'sukkah, al yishi b'sukkah, say leishi b'sukkah. Why leishi b'sukkah? Why not al yishi b'sukkah? What's the difference between that and Metzilas Lulav? Metzilas Lulav, we say al Metzilas Lulav. Why? Because I just picked it up. I didn't want to come. Yeah, but you picked it up, so you have to make bracha going back what you did. So why by nation of sukkah is it not like that?
Well, maybe for
you, yeah, you want to go on?
Well, maybe by the shades of sukkah, there's considering actions and there's different activities, but it's all covered by it. Whereas mitzvah lulav, it's one thing. It's picking up the lulav. It's done.
The shaking, taking it to the.
No, but the shaking is not really the.
So when it comes to everything that you do, it's all living with something. You're saying good. The question we're asking, Rami, is the question between Alms and Zulav, where we say in the past, because you already did some, and Yeshiva Sukkah, where we say Leishu Sukkah, even though you already done some, but we say Leishu Sukkah, going on in the future. So Rabbeinu Zovitz asked this question, Lusha Rabbeinu Zovitz, I'm stopping. He asked this question, he says, a chilek zaydeh, that by Leishu Sukkah, you've got no right to stop. Meaning, if you want to stay in the Sukkah, if you want to eat, if you want to do anything, you have to be in the Sukkah. That mitzvah of yours stays the whole time. As Shein Kein, although there is a shiraim of the mitzvah of Nenuim, and of visiting the sick with your lulav, but that's shiraim of the mitzvah. The real main mitzvah, if you would not do that, you would mekayim your mitzvah 100%. The funny thing, the lulav, there's two things. There's nachatchila, you should do it with the shiraim. If you wouldn't do the shiraim, it's not that you haven't been mekayim your mitzvah. But let's say somebody is sitting in the sukkah and then he says, I want to come to the eating, I'm going to eat outside. You've got the right to. Are you ready to mekayim his mitzvah? Say, no, mekayim his mitzvah. I've got 20 minutes in the sukkah and I want to eat outside. So let's go. And I write to. You have to eat in the sukkah. So this is a chiyuv mutter on you the whole day. Then you say, no, to show that there's still being mekayim, the chiyuv is mutter on me. Hashem came the shirayim of Nanoim, although we want you to do it, and that's why we made the bracha later, in order that you should realize it's also part of the mitzvah. If you wouldn't do it, if you decide not to do it, you have been mekayim your derech 100%. Meila, that's the chiddush Rabbeinu Zovitz. It's a funny paradox, really. On the one hand, we're saying that we want you so much to do the lanuim, and therefore we're going to tell you to make the bracha afterwards, after taking the mitzvah, even though we know, like the next sugya, a cold bracha is involved, it's over the yasmin, you're meant to make a bracha before you do it. There we don't do it because we want you to do the shirayim. We want you to do nanuim. But we ourselves know that if you wouldn't do the nanuim, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah 100%. And therefore, you stay out because it's going back on the 100% of the mitzvah. As the end game by sukkah, the mitzvah keeps them going. You can stay low because my mitzvah still keeps them going. So you can still stay low.
But what about the fact that my mitzvah already started?
Say again?
But what about the fact that my mitzvah, which keeps on going, already started when I walked in there?
Yes. So the reason why we say, oh, is not because my mitzvah already started. That's what we're saying now. Not because the mitzvah already started, because if so, also by sukkah should be like that. The reason why we say al is because the main mitzvah is finished. That's the chiddush.
So why don't we say leishev when walking in the sukkah like they have in Gemara?
So why do we wait? And that's the next sukkah. That's the next sukkah. It's Rambam, you're right, the Rambam and the Ram. That's the next sukkah, Mr. Shem, we'll see on that point. But, right? Okay, we'll see as we keep going. So let's finish off a little bit more. Okay, the Gemara. Yehochi, if you're in the Yotza, how can you say that if he's taking it lots of his boy in order to be Yotza, he's Yotza boy? So Yehochi, lots of his boy. Why do we say the word lots of his boy that he's taking in order to be Yotza? Yotza boy mi boyele. He should have said Yotza. He should have used the lots of Yotza. The price should use the water, the loss in Yotza, he's already been Yotza, in a Chalamish, you're right. So the Gemara of the Sefer, because the Sefer says, Leishiv Azukah, because in the Sefer it says the word Leishiv, and that has to say Leishiv, couldn't say Yoshav. So also in the Risha, it's on the Risha, and Ami Lotzis, that's why also in the Risha uses this expression of Lotzis, even though it could have really said Yotza. The Gani Sefer, and the writer says, Leishiv Azukah, that's why somebody makes a Azukah of himself. If he comes in order to sit down, he hasn't yet sat down, in order to sit down, in order to live in it. So, since in this writing, the end of the writing, it says the word leishivo, and there have to be, even though by Lord, if you're ready, so we don't use the word yotza, use the word lotzis to keep things symmetrical. So the elchazah of the yochamit and the aloha is the al. So we talked about papa is the al, and that's the aloha. Very good. That was a quick chazah of what we learned in the last week and a half.
Why for lulav? The Gemara is not bothered at the end of the day with the fact that you were yotzei when you picked it up, right? We say al and you have the nanuim everything. So why do we go nowadays? You know, so such sites to make sure that we don't do that. The Gemara is okay with it.
Right. Taisus, indeed, that we saw. Taisus says, Lotzis. Taisus, you're right. You don't need to. Taisus says, you don't need to turn upside down like in our Gemara. Right. That was how Taisus holds. We saw that was all maybe according to Rav Poppy. The Poppy holds that you if we use the word al, it must go on the path. So Poppy Al-Kofa holds that you can make a bracha after you've already started the mitzvah. But Poppa, who doesn't know, no, Poppa says al can go on the future. So we have no raya kundra Poppa, that you should make a bracha only after you've started. There's only kundra Poppy we have such a raya. You hear what that happens?
I don't know if Poppa says we go either way.
Right? So if the Brayta is al, what does that mean? Kundra Papa. Could be before you started the mitzvah. Because al is going to go on the future. So we don't have any
it
right.
Can, but doesn't Rav Papa say al could go either way?
Can. Right? So maybe Kundra Papa, when it says you take it lotzis, but it means you take it before you yotza. You have to come on lots of yotza, you hold it upside down. Maybe you take it before you yotza. That's how the other Rishonim learn. Since it comes to a papa, al can mean in the future, and this Bryson says you say al, he just means it before you yoyt, you say al.
Oh.
And that's it says nothing to the papa and a papa on that point.
I didn't know one point you mentioned that according to a papi, since al means backwards,
right.
Why is that
approved?
Maybe, no, maybe it's just, al, but he's right that al means in the past, but since you can never do that, it would just be wrong to say it, and that's why he says lit. The reason why
who says that?
The reason why Rav Papi says you have to take lit by that al is because all would imply the fact. It's not to justify that it is such a proper limit. Maybe it's never proper to say
Al. Oh, quite right. The Brahm is saying, who said you say Al Nitzilas Lulu? Brahm is the Bryce that said you say Al Nitzilas Lulu. Bryce here says, you say Shechiyonu v'Simonu v'Yonu as one of them. Not the Lotis boy. Oimah Shechiyonu v'Simonu v'Yonu as one of them. Not the Lotis boy. The Bryce says you say Al Nitzilas Lulu. The Kunja pop-up. Stay there before you start the mitzvah. Al can go on the future. The Kunja poppy. Al must go on the past. So why did you say Al Nitzilas Lulu? Should say Nitzilas Lulu. The Rabbi should be ready to be Yoitza earlier. And then we see a big chiddush, even though you go earlier, you make a bracha halfway through. It's a chiddush. That's all a chiddush because we're forced to say it because of a poppy. If you're like a popper, and when the brain says, I'm a tzivzulov, it's like, I don't mean it. Before you start the mitzvah, you do it. Right? So we have no right for this big chiddush, you can make a bracha in the middle. Givaldi. So now the next part of the sugya is connected, but it's really a new point. So we can, we actually were zoicha to learn it, in the middle of January last year. So we'll do a quick chazara, see if you remember everything we learned, and we can fly through it. It's all chazara now. Menolam. Sorry, Zekule Alme, Miyama Ikara, Zekule Alme. You see right on the beginning of a line, Zekule Alme. Zaki, we have it. Line 22. Line 22, Rabbi. If you put your finger at the top of the Ahmed and the bottom of the Ahmed, you join up, it'll be three lines above where they meet. You have it? Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Yes, you all three of you have it? And everyone online has it? It's the Ahmed, the beginning of a line.
Line 23,
right? Line 22 or 23. Yeah. The Kuli Ahmed. Yeah, Bernard, do you have it? Mordechai, in here. The Kule Alme, the beginning of a line. The Kule Alme. The Kule Alme, Mia. The Kara Beinon, the Ruch. Kule Alme. First of Poppy and a Popper, first of greeting. That the time to make a bracha is before you start making, before you start performing the bracha. The Kule Alme. Everyone. Mia, however, meaning they all agree on this point. Mika. Be'inon livruchi. You have to make the bracha me'ikara at the beginning, before you start. Why? How do I know that? How do I know everyone holds you have to make the bracha before you start? Because all machlekes that is al-biro or levaye is all the shayla of the poppy said you have to say levaye because it's in the future. Fine. If you make the bracha after you make the bracha after you've done it, you make a bracha. If you make a bracha after you've done it, okay, sure, that's fine. If you make a bracha after you've done it, if you make a bracha after you've done it, so we say, I'll be you. You know, everyone always has to make the bracha before you do. And that's why he said, Levi. And the other one said, I'll be you. Right? Because everyone always has to do it before, everyone always has to do it before you do the bracha. Before you do the meat. So you make a bracha before you. And then, no, how do we know you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah? How do we know that? Some of you don't know Shmuel. The Shmuel said, "Kol ha-mitzvos mevorach aleihem lo yivaleh siyosam." All mitzvahs, you make a bracha before you do them. All mitzvahs, you make a bracha before you do them. That's how we know that you have to make brachas. Because the Yudam Shmuel said, you have to make the bracha before you do it. Now we're going to see in a minute, we use the funny word, over. Why don't we say koidem? We're going to see that in a minute. That's just a quick deal. What he's in kol ha-mitzvos mevarach aleihem. It sounds like he's focusing on the mitzvahs. Why mitzvahs? Why didn't you just say kol brachos mevarach aleihem over asiyosam? Food, let's say. If you eat food, when do you make a bracha?
Before
you eat, yeah? And after, right? But before you eat, right? So why are you talking about mitzvahs? All brachos have to make a bracha before you do that. What do you mean, Kala Mitzvahs, Mavarach Aleihem, Oyver Asiyosam? Why the focus on the Mitzvahs? Asiyosah, you say Asiyosah. Why is Asiyosah? There's a Shvach. Right? Very good. Right.
So, no, it says Mitzvahs, because the Mitzvahs, once you've done the Mitzvah, look, if you're going to put on tefillin, you've already put it on. You can't say it. If you're eating an apple, and I forgot to say the bracha, I still have the other half of the apple I can say a bracha on. You can't say it on a mitzvah that you've already done it.
If you're saying that the mitzvah have already done, so the apple I've already eaten.
I'm saying the bracha on the other half.
Okay, half the mitzvah left as well. There's no difference in that.
No, but I can't put tefillin. I can't say another bracha on tefillin once I've already done it.
First of all, Yossi's asking why not, and second of all, says Yossi, I'm saying this part, if you finish your apple, you also can't make a bracha. So what's the chiluk between a mitzvah and an apple? Why does the Rebbe have to focus on the mitzvahs as opposed to focus on other brachas as well? So this question is asked by Gendry Shainim, Rabbi Nadavid and Aram, and they say like this. Rabbi Nadavid speaks out, food I don't need to speak about, because that's possible. Okay, why do we make a bracha on food? Why? Sterile, yeah, but why? Why do we have to make a bracha? This isn't the Gemara. If somebody doesn't make a bracha on the food, it's the only organum. Hashem asked him lowly. Everything belongs to Hashem. It's just a me'ila. What right do you have to take it? You have to make a bracha, then, well, it's not some, right? Once you make the bracha, then you're allowed. So before you make a bracha, it's together. That's possible that you have to make a bracha before you eat. That's not the chiddush. A chiddush was, oh, what about other things? Things that aren't to do with food. What about mitzvahs? What about, he says, yeah, mitzvahs also have to be said before. All mitzvahs have to be said before. What about birchas hashevach? So now certain birchas hashevach is not shy really, which you can't really, for instance, you can't make a bracha on thunder before it happens. Right? You can't make a bracha on lightning before it happens. But Yossi says, sure, but what about, actually Yossi, that you make afterwards? Right? So both the Ran and Rabbi Nadavid say the same nusach. The birchas hashevach, you can say afterwards, there's no din that you have to do it beforehand. And he says the svara, there's no svara to say that you have to close your eyes before going to the sea. And you're coming to the sea, it's the isolated gracious, it's the amazing sea. So do you have to have your eyes closed before you see it in order to make the bracha, and then you make the bracha on seeing the sea?
Not if
you drive the car. Not if you drive the car, right? And even if you're not, if you're walking, there's no svara for such a thing. No svara. When you see the sea, you have to have your eyes closed. The Ram says at the back end, and Rabbeinu Zavid says it in Sefer. But then, rather, you can have your eyes open and make the bracha after you've seen it. So the point of Rabbi Yehuda Merav was, is after by birchas hamitzvos, by birchas hashevach, there's no din bechlal vaday, there's no din you have to make it beforehand.
That you can make the bracha afterwards. Like Mordechai thinks, if you've done the mitzvah, why in the world would you think you can make a bracha?
Why not?
It's the same as the food. The same way you can't eat the food before you made a bracha, you can't do the mitzvah before you make the bracha.
It's not really the same. Eating food is gezer. Yeah, eating food is gezer. You've got no right to it. It's not yours. It's hektish. It's even the ila.
Okay, I get it. I think doing the mitzvah, what you're going to do the mitzvah and then you'll make a bracha. And I'm guessing you go about performing the mitzvah. You've done the mitzvah.
Make a bracha. I did the mitzvah. You say that Vashayotza, right?
But there's shrach. Then you're saying that it's not a birchat the mitzvah, it's a birchat the shrach. Shrach I can understand afterwards. But mitzvah, I can't hear it.
You can't hear it, but
only
because the last many years, that's how you've been doing it. Right? But you could definitely hear that you can make mitzvahs afterwards. I can give you some examples if you want. What about tefillah? When do they make the bracha on tefillah? Afterwards. When do they make the bracha for the tefillah tzidai? Afterwards. When do you make a bracha for Adlokas Neir Shabbos? Afterwards. So we can do mitzvahs.
The whole thing, you've got to close your eyes, that's a cancer thing. It's not so possible that he can do it.
All in order to be able to do it a little bit.
And the tefillah's got a special...
When do you make a bracha on your talis kofim? When do you make a bracha on your talis kofim?
We make it later, when you put on the other talis.
Later, see, you see, there's a lot more craft to say that you can make brachas after. It's a chiddush of a view on the shore to say not like that.
If I came to you and you blew the shofar, and after you finished playing the shofar, oh, I didn't make a bracha, will you let me make a bracha?
No way. No way. That's all because of this Gemara. Means before this Gemara, I would have thought you could. The chiddush of this Gemara is you can't.
I just thought I could.
Right? Without this Gemara, I would have thought you could. So says the Ram, Ignore Loimah Ashik, because she's carried Lira's Yamagobo. When you come close to see the Atlantic Ocean, you're out to them Enov, you have to close your eyes on the Goris. Who are you? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You have to close your eyes and then see. So, Birchat HaShavach, he says, not like that. You know, it's very Nagea for Boimere Esha. Then how you do it at home? How do you do Boimere Esha? You say the bracha, you first look at your nails, and you make the bracha Boimere Esha? Or do you say bracha Boimere Esha, and then you look at the nails? How do you do it? So, it's so on this, really. It's actually a machoikas kitzur shulchan aruch mishnebura, but it's so on this. Because if you hold it, the Birchat HaShavach, that's what it is. According to the Ram, you can say a bracha Birchat HaShavach afterwards, so you can look at your nails, and then say Birchat HaShavach, nothing wrong with that. If you hold it, Birchat HaShavach should be done beforehand, then you should look at your nails afterwards. I said 2 days fall down, so some people do both, but Birchat HaShavach, according to the Rishonim, these Rishonim anyway, there's no din of and that's why Rav Yehuda Rav said, Rav Yehuda Mishul, so he said, Kol HaMitzvot, Mevorach Aleim, Oy Velasiyos. Shabbos can't go after sea, yeah. Yeah, but that's for the reason, because it's already Shabbos. So my Mevorach, so what brought him, sorry, where are we holding? Min Olam. How do you know you have to make Rav Oy Velasiyos? So we've got Pesukim now. So Yehuda Mashul said, Kol HaMitzvot Mevorach Aleim Oy Velasiyos. So this Lashon Oyver, what's this Lashon mean? My Mashma, the high Oyver, Lishra Dagdumahu. How do we see that this word Oyver means to make it beforehand? Omer Nachman, Omer Yitzvah, the Makro, Ayorot, Achimot, Derech Hakiko, Ayavor, Esakushi. Kushi is there, and Achimot overtook him. And it says, Vayavoy. Vayavoy means he went in front of him. So we see that the word oiver means before. To be in front. So before you do the mitzvah, make the bracha. So why, how do we know the word oiver means beforehand? Because you see, that's from this pasuk. You see, Vayavoy, Achimot, Zephyr, Kiko, Vayavoy, Ezekushi went in front of the Kushi. You see, the word oiver in Tanakh is an expression of beforehand. So when, no, if you don't show that you have to make a bracha before, that's the end of the proof. Everyone knows, he used the word oiver. How do you know the word oiver means beforehand? Right. How do you know the word oiver means beforehand? They bring the pasuk for that. Abaye, Amar Mahocha. Maybe you recognize this pasuk for Avad Esneim. What's that pasuk? Just a couple of weeks ago. That Yaakov went in front of his entourage going to greet Esau. He used the Russian Ova meaning to go in front of him. And there's another pasuk says about Yibayis in Mahocha, but Yahweh Malkom and Ifneim, Vashem Perishim, and Mashiach coming. Also that then Melech, the kings are going to go in front of them and Hashem Bereisha. So again, you see the word Vayavai means to go in front. What's your question? Avraham Avinu's word Aiva. So it means to go in front. It really means on the other side.
The source of the word. The word is found earlier than the
text
that
we're looking for Pesukim that show that the word Oiva means beforehand, not on the other side.
We're looking for
Pesukim
for proof
what
we did
in the definition. But Yudam Rav was coming to say, why does Rabbi insist that it has to be beforehand? Because Yudam Shmuel told us that's Allah. The prophets have to be said beforehand. And that's why Rav Papa and Rav Papa insisted on making the bracha before. Based on this halacha which Shmuel taught.
No, we're trying to investigate what did he mean by the word.
Yes, we know what he meant.
We know he meant that's why they made the bracha beforehand. But we're trying to investigate why, when that word they used to tell me beforehand, where's that word from? No, very good. Right, nachon. So Yossi doesn't answer why he used that word. We know what now what that word means. Why did he use that word? Why did he use that word? Why didn't he say koydim? Carl, I mean, this rather than koydim at Yossi. That's what any normal person would have written. So why did he use the word over? This we said many, many months ago in Sefer Ritzvah. Now over means immediately beforehand. Over means immediately beforehand. As opposed to a long time before. Over means immediately beforehand. And that's why, if you look at another way, Yitzchak, he brought a pasuk from Shmuel. Why didn't he bring a pasuk from Bereshit? Why is he going with a pasuk which is not immediately? If you want to bring me a pasuk to prove it, so why you run along to Shmuel when there's a pasuk in Bereshit? Right? So Chazal Seder says, because you wanted to bring a pasuk that showed that it was immediately beforehand. And if you, when the story of Yaakov, who Amar Efneim, wasn't standing right in front of them, he went ahead of them. So you don't see from there, that means immediately in front of him. That's why Ibn Yitzchak ran along to all the way to Shmuel, but there you see, he overtook him. Since they overtook him, means he's in front of him, immediately in front of him. He's behind him, overtook him. When you overtake somebody, you're immediately in front of him. The minute you pass, it means you pass, you're right in front of him.
But it's after the fact. I would learn from these kinds of dogma that you should say the bracha afterwards.
No.
Yeah, well, you passed it.
Right.
So, right after doing it, you say
the bracha. No. No, he's using the word Ova. Ova means...
Ova, does it mean before?
Vayamo.
Ova means I passed him.
Yeah.
So I passed him. So once I passed him, then I can do it. I have to do before. Before means he stayed...
In front. Vayamo is the Kushi, means he became in front of the Kushi. That's what it means. He was behind him, and now he's in front of him.
And then he's teaching us that when he was in front of him,
so you make it wrong.
Whether
you
go in front or right after,
it's
the same thing.
Not sure why you want to say that. Vayavet Lakushi means he became in front of the Kushi. So you see, the word over means to be in front. And if Rebbe Mishmuel said you should say over the Siyas, it means you do it in front of the Bracha. I don't see your point in that one. So that's why, says the Chazon Sefer, we pick this Pasuk. Over, we want to say, that's why he went to this Pasuk. Vayas, Hakimat, Zeth, Hakikah, Vayavet Lakushi. It's because he wanted to have the one that's right in front of the cushion. As in, either meaning should be immediately preceding. So, again, the response is, why did he use the word over? Because he, not good enough, it's beforehand. It has to be immediately beforehand.
And why did Abaya like that one?
Oh, so what did Abaya do? Why did Abaya go to Bereshit? So, as Abaya says, that Abaya's pasuk is another chizuk. He's not going to say a different pasuk. Comes from the chazik, what I just said. It says, Ova lifneim. Why did it say Ova lifneim? Sounds like it's a double expression saying the same thing. That he's in front. So since it says lifneim and Ova, so lifneim is coming to describe what that Ova was. Had it said Ova, it would have meant that he was right in front of them. Lifneim is going to say, no, he wasn't right in front of them, he was a distance in front of them. So the main you see from that, if it wouldn't have said Lifneim, what would have meant? He's right in front of them. Again, you see the word Ova means right in front. So we have a clear pasuk in Shmuel which says it. He was in front of them. Immediately in front of it. So the Abaya also have a deal in that in Bereshit as well. The sentence of Ova, Lifneim, why do you use a double expression? Because without the Lifneim, you would have thought Ova means right in front. So only because it says Lifneim, I know Avraham Avinu was
a good distance, Yaakov Avinu was a good distance in front of them. So if you take out the word Lifnei, what would you have thought? He was right by them, right in front of his group. So you see again, the word Oiva means right in front. Yeah, here, Chazon Sefer is on our sugya. He says, "E vayavo pirusha koydim them." It means in front of them, somewhere in front of them. Lifneim nomini. Why do you have to say lifneim? Just say vayenas lifneim. What's over lifneim? It's like a double expression. He wants to say, "Also, that's what it means." He's come to say that lifneim is a extra. So he's come to describe the over here. Here, over normally means right in front of them. Here, lifneim is a good distance in front. And then by Mashiach, he's got the same type of drasha as well. Well, the Gokhan Ha'ir is also said...
That's how we're going to do it. Lifneim
sounds like it's right in front
of
him. However, no. Lifneim doesn't have to be right in front.
What? Lifneim
doesn't mean right in front.
Lifneim
means... It could be long in front.
What?
It could be very far in front of him. Doesn't mean right in front.
Okay, but he has to go on the outside of the literal meaning of the word. Literal meaning of the word means implies close proximity.
Why?
Because that's what the word of the same means. It means in front of. But the literal word...
In front of doesn't mean in close proximity. Why, yeah.
In front
means in front. Why does in front mean... Why does it mean in front? But the over means to overtake. If you overtake something, you're right in front of them.
Over sounds a lot less to mean in front of than the
same. Why? When you overtake.
Over just means past. It can mean way in front, it can mean close. Listen, it means momentarily in front.
Over comes from the word, the idea is overtaking someone. Right? That's what over is. Yeah? So when you overtake something, the definition is right in front of them. After that, you're not anymore overtaking him. Afterwards, you're getting in front of him. That's his name. That over comes from the word it's from overtaking. That's the thought of him tomorrow. It's overtaking. When you overtake somebody, by definition, you're right in front of him. After that, you're getting ahead. Now you're not overtaking me anymore. Now you're just moving away from me. Right? So, that's where so keep going till the two dots, yeah? Keep going till the two dots, and then we have Tosfos, we have Rashbam, Rashi, and Tosfos Al Hasvila.
No.
Make sure you spot the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, make sure you've spotted it. If you haven't, after you've done the first one of Tosfos, go back to see Rashi, because there's machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos here, and we have to till the two dots, Rashi, Tosfos.
Which Tosfos?
Yeah. And we saw all of one. Faith is enough for Allah Tvila.
Okay.
Allah Tvila.
Sorry.
Castle, okay. Sorry.